Greg. I sit here behind these buttons and stuff, sliders and stuff. They don't call them pots anymore. They're sliders.
No, come on.
That's what they call them. I mean, they're pots. For you and I, that's what we grew up with. So
I'm not stopping using pots.
Pots are the volume controls for what you're using on a radio console. But now they're sliders. So technically they're sliders.
Weren't they always sliding? They were always sliding.
No, it was a knob, and they changed the name of it.
I remember the knobs.
You're a knobber.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. You love
That's
knob.
Right. I remember the knob.
I'm down with that. Whatever.
Carts. When did you guys stop using carts? Serious. Were you still using them when I started in the early 90s?
I don't remember the timeline. I'm not good at timelines.
I think you still
don't. I really don't. We went to, I can't remember the name of the system, a Total Computer system, in probably the mid-90s. So, anyway, to my right, if I'm going counterclockwise at 3 o'clock, is Laura J. Boyce, everybody.
Hello.
Swing that clock on over to 11 o'clock. Just to the left of noon is Scott McMullen.
Hello!
Halfway hidden by a computer screen that stands between us. And all the way over to my 9 o'clock, directly off my left arm, is Kelly Charles Brown III. We are about to launch into the Buzz 24/7, my friends. Julia Schlepfer, who's one of the stars as Alex. She's unbelievably gorgeous, and she plays a hell of a role in the show 1923 on the Paramount Plus platform with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. She's going to be our guest and more. And we'll do that right after this.
Laura here from The Buzz. If you're looking for a game changer for not only your workouts, but for your everyday wear, I have found Handful Activewear, and I'm not turning back. Finally, a bra that's comfortable and keeps me supported no matter what I'm doing. Moisture-wicking fabrics, adjustable straps, and the perfect fit. Handful sports bras were designed by women for women. Ladies, it's time to feel comfortable with Handful Activewear. I have the highest exclusive discount for our listeners going on now. Use my promo code BUZZ to get 30% off. Get to morningbuzz.com/deals and enter code word BUZZ.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. Well, thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7. Julia Schlepfer coming up in just a few minutes. Seriously, if you watch that show and the first three shows or whatever it is, when she makes her appearance, you fall in love with her immediately because, A, she's gorgeous. She leaves her husband-to-be at the altar and runs off with the main character on a safari. Next thing you know, they're climbing up a tree to get away from a lion. And they have sex everywhere, Scotty.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. But she's really good. There's nothing that hasn't happened to her. And this isn't just a ranch, either. It goes all the way across the world. This is the most brutal thing one person has ever endured. I'll tell you that, but we'll get to that in the interview. How you doing, Laura?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Cold.
Yeah.
Like always in this building.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to have another cup of coffee, and that'll warm me
up. Last night, Valerie went to a show at the casino with a friend. They went to the Melissa Etheridge show, said it was great.
Oh, I'm sure.
I didn't expect her to stay for the whole show, and she did.
Why?
Because it was good.
Oh, no, I'm not saying why. But why did you expect that?
Because Valerie and who she was going with was another friend, and they were both kind of like, well, we're really tired,
yeah.
You know. And you know how it is
Sundays are tough, and you know you're starting off your week being tired.
You got to really love the band to go on a Sunday night. And Valerie's like, I like Melissa Etheridge. I'm not, you know, but it was a great show, and they had a great time. So she goes, and then Daisy's friggin' whole thing is thrown off. Because I go to bed earlier, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to stay up a little later than normal, whatever. She went out, and then she came up in bed, and she got into bed with me. But
disappointed?
Had an attitude.
Where's
Ma? Definitely
Where's
had an Ma? Attitude. Yeah. You know what it's in your life?
It's always
second fiddle to your pet.
Was Molly like that with her, too? Or
yeah,
so
very much, because she's home more than I am.
Yeah.
And,
Otis is like
100%.
Mine, and, you know, I haven't been going to the gym in the morning, so in the morning, both Jeff and I are home, and he's like, when you used to not be here, I'd have Otis in the morning. He'd, like, have to love me.
Yeah.
He goes, well, now you're here until 5:15, and the dog's like...
Stealing his love.
Daisy is very affectionate with me, so she does definitely like me, she will just go over and lay across Valerie, you know, anywhere she is.
Yeah, if they have a choice, they're picking
She has to wait
Mama.
A little bit. Yeah, she has to wait a little bit. She'll sit by me, and then... you know, and then after a little bit, she'll hug, you know, cuddle with me. But
he's the pack leader.
I'm playing, yeah, dude, I'm playing freaking second fiddle over here to my dog.
Now, welcome. You know, hey, I mean? Come on over and take advice from me.
I know, Scotty. I wanted to go, you know how good you have lecture my rescue dog on how good they have it. But anyway, so yeah, it was an interesting night. And then Valerie came home and the dog freaks out. And then I'm awake at like 11:30 midnight. But anyway, it was fine. What's going on, Scotty? How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
It's kind of a busy week. Like I said, we got stumps being grinded down today. I got a new roof going on Wednesday. Double concert Friday night, Saturday. I'm very excited.
You're doing
about
a double
that.
Tap?
I'm doing...
When are you doing it from a hotel? When are you going to do the show from a hotel?
That was last summer with Metallica. Yeah.
No. Didn't you say you were going to be doing it... you're home. You're going to be doing it from home.
Wednesday.
Right.
We hired Condi Roofing to come in and do a roof for us. And they want to make sure... We want to make sure Diego's okay.
Yeah.
So I got the double concert this weekend.
And to the roofer, the roofers were like, we're going to be making a lot of noise. We don't care.
Oh, I don't care. It's going
to be work.
Are you? Is the dog going to be at home?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have no other place for him to go, so.
So are you going to lay down tarps everywhere?
I'm going to be with him, like in the same room and everything.
But the dog is a very nervous dog now.
So you're going to lay down tarps so the dog doesn't piss everywhere.
I'm not as worried about that.
Yeah, right.
Because he can't hear for shit. So
it's the vibrations of the house will be shaking. And
17 years old. I don't know anybody that's had a dog that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? I joke with you guys. He is a great dog. He had he was a rescue dog. And like Amy says, that typical saying, he rescued me too, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know. And you know what? He really is a good guy. I wish you'd just do that outside. I take you out a lot.
Valerie and I were talking on Thursday or Friday. And I don't know why we were talking about the dog. And I said, because Valerie did not want to get another dog after Molly because she was distraught. She didn't want to go through that again. I knew she would. I knew. You know what I mean? But the way I said it, I think I posted, I put up a video because people were saying, we want to see more dog. And I'm like, what? They want to see more. People love dog stuff.
Yes, they do.
So anyway, Daisy was the perfect dog for us at a time when we needed her most. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Even though I don't know if Valerie would have vocalized it that way, she does now. She knows, looking back, how badly she needed a dog because we lost, she lost her brother, and it was a very difficult time, and the dog helped save her. I believe that 100% that Amy was saved by a dog. You know?
Yeah.
And Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing solid.
Yeah?
I was hanging out with some dogs for a little bit yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Are you faring okay in the DraftKings, the betting world?
I won $51 yesterday, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks in large part to the Boston Red Sox. We were playing great.
I was at a bar on Friday night.
In UConn.
With my brother and his wife and their son, Hunter, whom I friggin' love. Great guy. And they were playing Keno.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I have a friend.
You know why you don't?
Paula that plays it, but some people love it.
You know why you don't?
Why?
Because you're alive. Because that is the game of the dead.
It's just like a quick pick lottery. You pick your numbers and
you sit like a zombie staring at a screen.
No, not when you're like at a bar or whatever. I always do our birthdays. I'll put our birthdays in, put five draws while you're there having a beer waiting for your food to come out. Who knows? You go cashing at the end. You're like, I just won.
Okay. Well, they stop. They look at the screen. But,
yeah. I mean, you could get excited for that and be like, my number's coming up.
I've said it from the beginning. Keno, game of the dead. And bang, they won $100.
Yeah.
I was like, dang it. I should have played. All right. Well, Julius Schlepper, excuse me, is coming up from 1923. But I did have a couple of talkbacks that I didn't get to playing. Scotty was talking about how I told a story about this woman who was walking in Florida with her dog, and the dog got attacked by a 6-foot alligator. She jumped on the back of the alligator, pried its mouth open to let go. They had the dog by the head. Pried the dog's the alligator's jaws open and freed her dog, and then got away from it relatively unscathed. Saved the dog. Scotty's like, He was just waving. Like, he's not going to tackle an alligator to save his dog.
An alligator is a pretty intense animal, Greg.
You are.
I mean, if this was something else.
Yeah.
If Diego and Scotty are gone, who's going to take care of Amy?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I
think this guy agreed with you.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Rhodey, don't you let anybody give you crap about waving goodbye to that puppy that got bit by an alligator. Alligators have over 2,000 pounds per square inch of bite force. No way you're prying that out of there. If that dog is in the jaws, it's done for. Yeah. Forget about it. Wave goodbye.
A woman pried that open, dude. A woman did.
But we also don't know. She could be a weightlifter. She could be
a Russian weightlifter.
Absolutely.
Okay, fair.
She could be somebody that does. Maybe she's a lumberjack.
Yeah. This one is also for you, Scotty.
Good morning, Buzz. Scotty, it's hard wood floors. Not had wooden floors.
He says it every time, and every time I cringe inside.
And this is the first time you've had pee in your mouth and didn't pay for it?
You've been saying that since I've known you for 20 years.
Text.
He always
got a million
says hard wooden floors.
When he
hard
said
floors.
Hard wooden floors. Yep. And I don't know, this played on Saturday. Something must have played on Saturday, and this one came in.
Brian from Lowell here. Yeah, flirting is basically the stem for potential to cheat. So yeah, it leads to cheating. So it's a form of cheating.
Was that the bartender? Who's the douchebag? Perhaps.
Yeah. I think maybe it was. I don't. I don't know. And there's another one. Like when things play over the weekend, and I don't know what they're referring to. I don't know. Do you guys? Does this make sense to you? This one.
What is this crap on the radio right now? Talking about this guy and his softball perviness? What the fuck? Fucking disgrace to the channel. This is Greg's channel. You're ruining it.
What is he talking about? I don't even know what he's talking about.
His softball what?
Softball. Did we do something with softball?
Don't worry.
I mean, it could have been someone else. Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I'm.
You don't like his swearing.
Well, he's on the 24/7. You got a little freaked out there.
I do. I don't like the bad words.
Yeah,
that was.
I like the bad words, Scotty.
Those are bad words.
Bad words. I don't know what you're talking about with the softball stuff. I don't know. I started to think, did we do something and did something with a softball? And I don't remember anything to do with that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So, okay. So they're telling me that Julia. Well, there you go. I cleaned those up anyway. Scotty, if you want hard wooden floors, I don't care. You go for it.
I don't really care either.
You to be you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
So we are waiting for. I believe is she telling me she's there from 1923, ladies and gentlemen, on the Paramount Plus network. Julia Schlepford. Julia, good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Let me just. This is Greg. We've got Roadkill. We've got Kelly and Laura here. We're in New Hampshire, in New England, and I want to start off as somebody who has loved 1923. Are you okay? Are you all right?
Thank you so much for asking. Nobody's asked me that yet.
Oh my God! Look, a pleasure to have you on with us. But I gotta say, what your character has been through, and I'm not going to give any of it away. I just can't even fathom like that story. Can't.
Yeah, it was a trip. It was an intense experience, a great one. I mean, I'm so grateful for it. But yeah, it put me through the ringer. That's for sure.
Well, if you haven't seen the show, it's the beginning of the Dutton family. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are the patriarch and the matriarch, mm-hmm. and Julia's character is with Helen Mirren's brother, and they've been separated by oceans and all kinds of craziness, and she's trying to get back to him. It's trying mm-hmm. to get all across the world, and one thing after another. And I want to ask this because I'm thinking this as I'm watching you. It's a very physical role. It's very difficult. The scenes that you have filmed have been physical and difficult. How hard is that as an actor to do?
Oh, boy. Yeah, the Taylor Sheridan shows definitely keep us in shape. That's what we keep saying.
Right.
Yeah, it's an endurance thing. It's, you know, at a certain point, especially in season two, I was truly running on adrenaline, and you just got to keep pushing. Season one, he put us through this, what he called cowboy camp, where we rode horses every day. And it was just like trail rides. It was boot camp. We were sore. And then Brandon and I, we were put through, a month of swim training for all of the swim sequences that happen. And so, you know, he spent a good amount of time, you know, making sure we were trained properly so we could do all our own stunts, which we really wanted to do. And it's so fun. I mean, it's exhausting, but it's so much fun to get to do.
Yeah, and when you grab a role like this, right? Because like you said, physically in the training, that's everything from horseback riding, I mean, climbing up a tree with a lion coming after you. I mean, all just stuff that happens every day to most people.
The norm.
So, how far in advance, Julia? Yeah, how far in advance do you say yes to the role, and how far in advance do you get to train physically and prepare?
The turnaround for this one was quick in terms of I was offered the role, I think at the end of July, and then they flew us out 2 weeks later to Montana, and we started training, and Brandon and I had extra time. We had about a month of physical training before we left for Africa while the rest of the cast started filming in Montana.
Yeah.
So we had about a month, which was great. We got to bond, and we got to really get ready and make sure we had all our lines down and memorized, and Taylor brought us out to his ranch, Taylor Sheridan, who created our show, and he had us ride horses out there and rehearse. So it was, I mean, that's such a luxury for an actor. Usually it's so quick. You have no time and you just jump right in. And he really cares about his actors. So he made sure that we were prepared, which was such a luxury.
Julia Schlepper on the phone with us plays in this television show 1923, which is on Paramount.
Do they reach out to you and go, all right, how fast can you, quick question for you, how fast can you run? Are you a good swimmer? is that how they do it? Like, hey, listen, just we're looking at the script for the next few episodes. How fast do you think you can run from a lion?
Kind of. Well, pretty much. It was funny. They did ask us, they were like, okay, Brandon, Julia, how well can you guys swim? And we were like, oh, we can swim great. We're totally. And they were like, okay, get in this pool and swim laps for me right now. And we both got in and we were like, oh no, we cannot swim that well. And so they were like, these two in swim lessons immediately. So we were in swim lessons every day for that month. But it's funny, a lot of actors try and lie because they want the job. And
sure.
So they'll be like, yeah, great horseback rider. And then you get there and they're like, don't lie to us because we'll know immediately.
So how about you? Did you ride horses before you signed up for the series, before they took you?
I had spent some time growing up in Colorado, like on trail rides. You know, I'd been on horses. I loved horses. I wasn't scared of them. But no, nothing like what we went through. These cowboys and wranglers are some of the best in the entire world. And they, you know, did not let us off easy. We were all hurting every single day, which was so cool, though, because, I mean, you get to learn from the best. And by the end of it, we were all pretty proficient riders. So it was so fun.
Even though the Taylor Sheridan, the whole, you know, genre of shows is a lot of the West, and this is based in Montana, but Julia's story, it takes place all over the world. So it's more than just, you know, riding a horse and stuff like that. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. One of my favorite scenes is when your ex almost husband got over the ship. See ya. I didn't like that guy. Overboard. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. That's the only thing I'm going to give away. Go ahead, Scott.
Julia, saw the movie Charlie Says. Very interesting. When you do a role like that, do you take a little break after to get your head back on straight, or do you just go right to the next acting gig?
A movie like that, absolutely. You have to take a little break. It's so intense. You know, that one was about the Manson family. And even with this one, I mean, without any spoilers, season two is really tough for her. And it's taken me a little bit of time to you know, come back out of it and regroup and recalibrate before starting the next one, for sure.
Having seen it, as soon as Scotty asked that question, that's exactly what I thought. And that must
be tough, because some people go on vacation, they go someplace where there's a lot of water, but if you've been swimming, maybe you don't want that. So you're like, listen, I want to go someplace with no water and lions.
well, if I'm allowed to lay on the beach and, you know, have a margarita instead of being chased by lions on the beach, that's fine with me.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, it's funny because those aren't the biggest perils, right? I mean, I've seen it, so I know. And I know that the finale is coming up, so, I don't want to give anything away. But I do want to ask one delicate question. There are scenes about coming to America, and you're going to know what I'm talking about. Is the Ellis Island? Was that research? Did that kind of thing? I had no idea about that. Is that based in true?
It is. Yeah, Taylor. You know, before I knew he was writing it, he did so much research, and then he called me to kind of pitch me the idea and talk to me about, you know, the reality of it. And, you know, my great-grandfather went through Ellis Island in 1925. And, you know, you hear some stories about if you don't have anything to offer in terms of money or ability physically or anything like that, or if you have a disease, you will be, you know, punished for that. And it's such a sad reality.
Whoa.
I never knew. But it's history. Yeah.
I never knew. And I will say that out of all the shows, I've watched all of them, all of the Taylor Sheridan, the whole thing, you know, Yellowstone and 1883 or 23. That was a great series. This 1923 is great. Helen Mirren's in it. I mean, come on. You haven't had scenes together yet, but I have to assume you will with Harrison and Helen Mirren. But your what you went through this season, your character and how you portrayed it, has been the most riveting thing to watch, and your performance is just unbelievable. So congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate that.
It's
very, very good. And I'm a huge fan of the show. I fell in love with you the moment you got on stage. Your character is such a great spirit. Your character had such a great free spirit. Yeah. How could you not like her, you know? So wish you all the best. We'll be watching the finale, and we really appreciate you taking some time to come on with us, Julia. Really do.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great talking to you.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. She's really nice. Her character, what she's gone through, it's disturbing. It's downright disturbing, but it's a good show. 1923 on the Paramount Plus Network. The finale was released last night, so check it out. All right, we got to go. Say goodbye, everybody. We can just say
bye.
Bye. Bye. See you tomorrow. Thanks for checking out 24/7. Hey, everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, you gotta click subscribe no matter what you're listening on, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. Click subscribe, baby. Join the family. Let's go.